Okay, Tom will speak. You want to bring them? I'll pass the mic on up here. And thanks.
As a result of you folks and God leading us here, our lives, Nancy and mine, as always, we've been revitalized spiritually. And I think God has used his people to do that. As I look around, all the people that we've become friends with, I just want to thank you for loving us and allowing us to be a part of this ministry. We've not been involved in a church plant before from the beginning, so this has been a new experience for us, but it's also been extremely rewarding. And I think God led us to be a part of this ministry and be a part of your lives too. And I just appreciate you and appreciate the Lord for allowing us to Amen. Be involved.
Thank you, Lord. Just pass that on to whoever the next person is. Who's next? Okay, Elizabeth. And state your name just so that those who don't know you can know who you are, okay?
I'm Elizabeth Gerard, married to this man right here. And something that I prayed for was that my husband would desire leadership in a church. And just prayed that as a wife, because I desired that probably more than he did. you know, that conquer role started back in the Garden of Eden and still with me. But this church has really done that for my husband, in that for both of us, the meetings that he met with the men on Saturday mornings, to really, for us as a couple, to sit around and talk about, what does a church consist of? Is it really about a building and a pastor? No, it's about the Lord Jesus mm-hmm. and what his word says. And so we've had some great conversations about what a church truly is. And just the men that have invested in Ronnie, and just his ability to be able to use his gifts through teaching that I've witnessed through being a part of small groups with Ronnie, and y'all enabling him to use that gift has been wonderful. And the other aspect of this church that has been a blessing is when I was in my car accident, and so many of you guys blessed through tangible physical acts of kindness, through meals and calls, prayers. We were just blown away as a family of how you guys rallied around our family and served us in so many ways and so many people that we were truly humbled. And so thank you for being a true body of Christ that really knows how to love and minister to those in need. Mm-hmm. And it's made me want to be more aware of those that are in need, because there are people all around us that are in need. And so often, you know, you think, oh, I'm a mom of four, I'm busy, I can't do that. But you guys totally showed me that when you serve the Lord, you serve those in need. So thank you for being a testimony of his goodness.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Who's next? Over here, David, if you'd take it to Lance.
One of the things in the business world I've always said is the easy predictor of success is the old what I call the 80-20 rule. It's 20% what you know, and it's 80% what you do with it. Hmm. It's a people skill issue. And one of the things that God's done in this church is he's put together a constantly forming group of people in leadership, but also, particularly in leadership, but also just in the church body as a whole. People who have got it up here, but they also know what to do with it. Hmm. They know how to, this church is full of really great communicators. And I've never really seen that before in a church ever. And it's the key to any successful venture. So anyway, that's what I've seen God do here is put together an entire church, and particularly leadership, that is really, really good at their people skills. Mm.
So thank you, Lord. That's good. Just pass it over to Taffy.
Taffy Melton. We're fairly new in the area, but we were really looking for a place where people at least knew we were in the church and we were part of a body, and we hadn't really found that. And when we got here, it was just so wonderful to come in and feel welcomed and have people welcome and treat you like a person, not just a number or an invisible being wandering through. So I'm really thankful to all of the people here who've gone out of their way to be friendly and to notice this. And, you know, each person is part of the body of the Christ. And I think that belonging to a body is so important, not just going to a building to worship in the morning and leaving and not being invested in anyone's lives. So thank you for that and starting the community groups. We're really excited about that.
Yeah, cool. Where else? Right here? Who's got one? Who are you pointing at, Curtis? Okay, so Curtis is calling you out, Jim. No, talking to the mic. Yeah, I do.
All right, in the mic. Here we go. I just thank the Lord so much for lifting me up out of a spiritual rut that I've been in it for so long. I've heard other people say it, well, I'm just kind of coasting to the finish line. And, you know, I didn't see how to change things or really wasn't trying to. But he did. In spite of what I didn't do, he did. A friend recently told me, he said, one of the ways that we can see God's love for us is the people that he puts in our lives as we go through this little bit of time, while there is time. And he has put so many people in my life, not only in this church, but in the community where I live, the close to home and those around me, and how they've responded in my life to needs and how they have called me and asked me to pray for them blessed me to call them and ask them to pray for me and my family at times. God's love is all around us. It's everywhere, and very, very often we run into it and just make our way around it and really don't acknowledge it. And I thank him for blessing me to see in some ways that I couldn't see before. And this is true in my wife and life and in my children's son's life as well. Hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Someone else? Anybody? Go ahead, pass it back to Chris. Oh, no, there you go, Curtis.
Curtis, we want you on record,
Well, one of the great things that God has done for me and my wife is to bring us back together closer to a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. We have one of the things I learn as I get older, as my wife gets older, is I'm kidding her, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
She's getting younger. She's getting younger all the time. Is long-term friendships in the Lord. You really learn to appreciate those. And I mentioned the last time I spoke here, just look around this room and see people you've been friends with for a long time and know that they'll always be there. You can rejoice together and weep together, and you've done that. And just bringing them back, some of the friends together in an active church, has just been a great blessing in our lives, and we look forward to serving the Lord till he takes us home here.
Amen. Thanks. Pass it back to Chris Markey.
Thank you. I can't believe that God put in my mind the same thing Jim said. I felt like because of my own spiritual weakness and tendency toward getting down on things, I felt like I was sliding for home, too. I was thinking the same thing. Old mentor mine used to say, don't start sliding for home. You might even be on second base. I don't know. But anyway, I would like to add my amen to everything said. You know, I think God is challenging all of us. He's sure challenging me not to slide for home. And I see, you know, what I see in Curtis and Tom, the desire to see God glorified among the nations, it really challenges my heart in that area. And to be able to see so many people taking responsibility and wanting to minister, not necessarily being asked, just stepping out and doing it. And that's exciting to me. You know, I never thought I'd be involved in, never necessarily wanted to be involved in starting a church at age 60-something. And my wife's actually getting younger, by the way, Curtis. Mm-hmm. And Anyway, the thing I wanted to do was to just say thank you to so many of you guys that have encouraged me so much in my spiritual life, and I just wonder what God is doing, and I'm excited about that. I just wonder, and I want to keep the wonder going. Mm-hmm. So thank all of you.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, that's good. Anyone else? Yeah, Glenn? Okay, well, go ahead. John?
Where?
John's right there. Wherever the mic's closest.
This church plant was not on my agenda 13 months ago. One of the things that I observed early on is the work of God in the lives of individual people. And the passage that came to mind was right in the middle of Corinthians, and it's about the spiritual gifts. But let me read three verses in 1 Corinthians 12. Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are a variety of ministries and the same Lord. There are varieties of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. And when something small gets started and there's no professionals around, people rise up. And it's not the people, but it's the Holy Spirit empowering and gifting. You can call it a spiritual gift or a skill set or aptitudes or whatever God has done to you already, bringing to you a point that we all get to pitch in and serve. And it's almost loosed, the Holy Spirit's loosed in a sense, because people are able to be operative in their spiritual giftings. And I that's wonderful. I think that we're a baby community, and we love one another, and we got a long ways to go. And within this room, there's an incredible repository of people in giftedness and skill sets, but I think that to the person, there's a desire to want to serve God and do everything that God wants us to do and be everything that God wants us to be. I'd like to also read Ephesians, passage that's a favorite of mine. Maybe I like to go to church here because I get to read my favorite scripture more than once. But I want to read Ephesians 2, chapter 2 in Ephesians, verse 4. But God being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our own transgressions, made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. See, we're not here. It's just not about us or any leader or anybody doing Sunday school or mopping floors. It's about worshiping the living God, being empowered by the Holy Spirit to worship Jesus Christ and to understand his word. And God, being rich in mercy, has done that. We would not be here. We would be dead people were not for God and his mercy. And he raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in him. For we are his workmanship, not because of us, but because of him who has done a good work in us. We are created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
Got a couple more up here. Bring it up to Spring and then Glenn.
Well, Redeemer is just a direct answer to prayer for Jonathan and I. We were really seeking the Lord and asking him to show us where he would have us worship. And we had been on that journey probably ever since we'd been married. We've been married 5 years. And we have two small children. And there are times when, as young parents, you're just seeking for for older people who have been down that road with children who walk and follow God. And God's used several different families in that way in our lives. And I won't name names, but I've really, like Elizabeth, I had prayed that God would give my husband an opportunity to really lead in a church body. And even though he's younger, you don't always see younger men having that opportunity to be apprenticed and to come alongside older men and learn what it means to be an elder and to lead in the home and in the church. And so God's really answered that prayer as well. And our children are growing by being here. We have a 2-year-old and an 8-month-old, so she really doesn't know what's going on right now. But we have been so blessed just by when we had her, the way that you served us and gave us gifts and brought food and prayed for us. And we just love you. And it's just a joy. I've had a renewed sense of joy just in my own walk with Jesus. Oh. And I was encouraged to be baptized as a result of that. So thank you. And we love you.
Thank you, Lord. Glenn.
I don't know about y'all, but how many people leave here every Sunday and think, well, we've just been to church and we've worshiped God?
Yeah.
I hear people say that every week to me. They're like, Tom says it almost every week. Wasn't that sweet? And so, but the thing that I'm about to get emotional about, but those of y'all know me, I'm a big baby. Of course, spring had to get a little emotional there, so that just kind of primed me. But my dad had a heart attack one night while we were in the middle of church. We stopped the service and just prayed for him. The next morning when I got there, one of the nurses told me he had a really bad heart attack. They didn't know how long it was going to take him to recover. And every week people would come to me telling me that they were praying for him. And then when he got his results back as times went by, his I don't know all the details, but his heart is way stronger than they ever thought it would be. Then during our first baptism, was that the first one was July 6th?
Yeah, that's right.
And I only remember that date because my brother, while we were baptizing, my brother-in-law, he was in a bad accident. I'm sorry, but he was crushed by a piece of equipment that weighed 9,000 pounds. There again, people prayed, and every week people would come to me and say they were praying for him. People helped us. People helped us when we were taking care of their kids. They would come over to their house and bring us food. And just the prayer. And I've seen God answer prayer this year in so many ways with our family, with our extended family, with my dad. And it's just given me a renewed sense that God answers prayer. And I just want to thank all y'all for all your prayers. It's been a rough year for our family, but God is good.
All the time. Thank you, Glenn. Yeah, Lori. Thanks, David.
I just wanted to thank everyone, too, for just welcoming us. We, first of all, we looked for a church for almost 2 years. And it was a long, horribly wearying process. As, you know, with all of our children, like carting them in, and we probably, I probably would not be exaggerating if I said we probably visited every single church in all of Central Arkansas. That's what it felt like. Every Sunday we were somewhere different, looking for that feeling of being at home and having more of a like-minded following. And so it was difficult. And there were Sundays that we woke up and we just said, can't do it. Cannot do it this week. Just stay home. Let's just stay home. You know, and then we'd build back up for the next week and try somewhere else. And just our hope was there. And then we would leave and just, that wasn't the place, was it? No, it wasn't. And it was I just don't want to ever go through that again, obviously. But I just want to say that through all of that, we were understandably questioning, why is it taking so long to find the place, and praying about that, and, you know, just where, God, do you want us? And looking back now, it's such a blessing to see, well, it was because it wasn't existing yet, you know? Because we came on the second week that you guys ever met, and it was such a blessing to us because we immediately started connecting, making connections. We had some mutual friends. Oh, wow. And just really started feeling settled. And through the months, we became more and more at home with all of you. And, you know, to the point that I'm going to have to call a name. Cindy was comfortable enough to touch my pregnant belly, you know, just things like that. That, like, normally I'd be like, whoa. But she was just comfortable with me, and that made me comfortable with her. And it was just really nice to look at faces who welcomed us, even though so many of you guys already knew each other from the beginning. And we were kind of the outsiders coming in. You had no idea who we were, the strangers. And yet you still welcomed us and loved on us. And it has really been a blessing, especially that we don't have our family here in town with us. And that is what we really were missing. We were missing that sense of home, and we had it at our previous church. And when we left, that was what was so heartbreaking about leaving. And just we felt torn away from what we loved and cherished. And to find it again, it's so refreshing. And I just want to thank you all and thank God for providing this for all of us and making us a home again.
Thank you, Lori.
I'm in trouble. I didn't get Jeff's permission to speak.
Jeff, does she have your permission to speak? Okay, good.
Well, he started out holding my hands, and I asked if he was holding them down for me.
Stand up, Cindy.
I'm not very good at speaking, but I can convey what's on my heart. You know, we aren't looking for a perfect church because we know a perfect church doesn't exist, but we're looking for going to a church that wanted to serve a perfect God. And in my life, I feel like God has given all of us a gift to encourage one another, and I know that there is a passage that says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up just as in fact as you are doing. And so I feel like the people that have the gift of discouragement, and that there are a lot in this world. A few years ago, I told my husband, I said, I just desire to serve God and encourage others in spite of myself. And so I found myself with the people that I would hang up from being on the phone that just seemed to really drain me. One day, I couldn't take it, and I logged in on my phone for their name, do not answer. And that's probably not a biblical thing to do, but I just feel like in our walk as Christians, it's so important to build each other up in Christ, not in ourselves, but in Christ. And I have felt that in this church, and I know that it's the Lord when we see others encouraging. So I just want to say thanks for so many of you that have the gift of encouragement.
Yeah. Alyssa's, can you bring the mic up here for Alyssa?
My name's Alyssa Wadley. I'm going to try not to cry because my dad cried. And, but one thing I had learned to, in my own heart, accept out of a church was that it's just not, Sunday in the morning is not just worship. It's just going to see your friends because just another day you have to get up and go to church. It wasn't a day of worship or praising God for anything he had done in our lives. It was just going to see our friends. And one thing God has shown me through this church is just, it's a joy. I mean, I've woken up on Saturday morning going, oh, church is tomorrow. I'm excited. I mean, I've never done that in my life. Hmm. And one thing God's taught me is just this church is a joy, and the people in this church are a joy. It's not just teenagers talking to teenagers, kids talking to kids, and adults just talking to adults. It's everyone's talking to anybody they can grab or talk to as much as they want. I can talk to adults. I can talk to kids I've never talked to before. And it's been a real joy to wake up every morning of the week and think, oh, church is getting one more day closer. So thank y'all for that.
That's cool. You want to share?
Yes. Oh, I got to get the last word in.
Go for it, baby.
Thanks for directing us to boast in the Lord. I think you're right on, and I just, you know, by God's doing, we are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that just as it is written, let him who boasts boast in the Lord. And so I'm going to break the first rule by boasting in the Lord for you. And I just want to just praise God for blessing us with you and ministering to us and your gifting and everything else. But I also, just like what Glenn said, I mean, answered prayer. You know, we stopped the service and prayed for my cousin who was given 12 to 18 months. He had cancer in his colon and his liver and in his lung. And Mark Rins got up and prayed. And you know, I went and visited them. We stopped by and saw my aunt who had been battling cancer in Jacksonville back in June or July. And the doctors weren't saying it, but it was, you know, the cancer was gone. You know, and he's healing and everything else, and we pray for my aunt. And I think that's another thing I'm just thankful for. I'm thankful for all the doctors here. You know, I mean, internist, infectious diseases, GI, heart doctor, you know, rheumatoid. I mean,
it's like coming to a medical clinic every Sunday. It's wonderful.
You know? I mean, that's just awesome.
Free diagnosis, free.
Dentist, yeah, you know. Praise God for that. It's full body. I just want to boast in the Lord as well for God. See what I see God doing through you all. I've taken 5 loads of clothes and canned goods to Mosaic that we're partnering with them in their ministry to the 72204 area code here. I want to boast in the Lord and thank God for the work that he's doing in the partnership with, like somebody's already mentioned, Tom and Curtis, you know. I mean, to have a connection with that ministry in Myanmar is phenomenal. I mean, God's doing something phenomenal with our connection there and that partnership in the gospel. I want to boast in the Lord for Curtis Thomas, who is, you know, one of the senior saints and theologians and pastors in Little Rock, and God's used him mightily in this community, and just boasting the Lord for what he's doing here through our young people, college, high school, young guys like Jason Connolly and David Hudson, who just absolutely are on fire for the nations, and, you know, single men, single-minded, focused on serving Christ, and their college kids who come here. I mean, just the full body aspect. I just see God doing full body, like, and John, what John mentioned there about the gifts of the Spirit and moving, and it's exciting and it's joyful, and it's, you know, we feel comfortable bringing people here, and, you know, and I just